But first, we catch up with a story from Capitol Hill this past week when the House of Representatives voted to repeal tax breaks and subsidies for oil and gas companies. It also voted to fix a mistake in offshore drilling leases. That mistake could cost the government billions of dollars. On the Senate side, the Committee on Energy and Natural Resources also held a hearing on the matter. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The government's already lost nearly $1 billion in royalties because of a bureaucratic error. If nothing's done, it could lose 10 times that much. Investigators interviewed officials at the agency in charge of collecting royalties, read mountains of documents, and combed through 19,000 emails. What they found disturbed the Interior Department's Inspector General, Earl Devaney. He told a Senate panel that officials discovered the problem years ago, but did nothing about it.
This, at a minimum, is a shockingly cavalier management approach to an issue with profound financial ramifications. A jaw-dropping example of bureaucratic bungling.
The mistake actually dates from the Clinton administration. Congress wanted oil and gas producers to venture into deep water in the Gulf of Mexico, so it offered them a break, a chance to drill and extract oil and gas there without paying royalties. Leases were supposed to cancel that offer if oil prices climbed above $34 a barrel. But that standard escape clause was missing from more than 1,000 leases signed in 1998 and 1999, says Earl Devaney.
We do not have a smoking gun or any evidence that this omission was deliberate.
By 2000, Devaney says, the Interior Department's Mineral Management Service caught the mistake. And 4 years later, officials were tallying the potential costs and alerting the agency's director, Johnny Burton. She first denied this, then admitted she hadn't given the matter much thought. Senators on the Energy Committee, like Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, were none too pleased.
In my view, this oil royalty relief program has the stench of conflict of interest and incompetence all over it. And every time you think you're at the bottom of the swamp, you seem to come up with more muck.
Senators wanted to know how to get the royalty money back. Stephen Allred, the new Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management, pointed out that 6 big companies have already renegotiated their leases. But those deals only cover about 20% of future production. Companies expected to generate 80% of future production haven't renegotiated, Allred says.
I believe that we could bring more in by offering some additional incentives. One, for example, would be to offer them an extension on the deep water leases that they have.
But this was too much for some lawmakers.
I don't think we need a lot of sugar here to lay out as sweeteners.
North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan says the companies reaping extra profits from these contracts know the whole thing is a mistake. He suggested giving oil and gas producers an ultimatum.
Own up to it, and you're going to be a partner here and keep bidding. If not, go somewhere else, because we don't need you.
The legislation passed by the House of Representatives sends exactly this message, threatening to punish companies that don't renegotiate the leases. The bill would bar them from acquiring new leases or impose a conservation fee on each barrel of oil they produce. Louisiana Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu cautioned that lawmakers who want to wield big clubs better be careful.
That we don't wield a club so huge that we hit our own self in the head.
New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici issued a similar warning.
We should know that the eyes of the world and Mr. Chavez and Mr. Putin are watching how we treat shareholders of property and contract rights on our federal lands.
And Interior Department officials warn that lawsuits by oil and gas drillers could disrupt the lease program, cut into domestic energy supplies, and cost the government even more money. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.